রঙের দুটি পদা চর ভাঙ গৌরঙ্গের দুটি পদ চর ধন সম্পদ শ্রী জনে ভক্তি মধুর লীলা প্রবেশিলা গৌরঙ্গের মধুর হৃদয়ের ভাল খেল হৃদয়ের ভাল খেল জয় গৌরঙ্গের নাম জয় গৌরঙ্গের নাম লয় তার হয় প্রেম তারে মই যায় হরি হরি তারে মরি যায় হরি গৌরঙ্গ দুলেছে ঝুড়ে নিতলিল তার সুরে গৌরঙ্গ গোবিন্দ ঝুড়ে নিতলিলা তার সুরে শ্রী গণপতি অধিকারী জন ভক্তি অধিকারী গৌরঙ্গের সঙ্গী গণে নিত সিদ্ধ করিল সঙ্গী গণে নিত সিদ্ধ করি মানে সে যাইব চন্দ্র সুত সে যাইব চন্দ্র করমণ্ডলা ভূমি যে জানে চিন্তামণি শ্রী করমণ্ডলা ভূমি যে জানে চিন্তামণি তার হয় ব্রজ ভূমি তার হয় ব্রজ ভূমি গৌর প্রেম সবলে যে তরঙ্গে যে বাড়ুবে গৌর প্রেম রসনবে সেই তরঙ্গে যে বাড়ুবে সেই তরঙ্গে যে বাড়ুবে সেই রাধা মাধব তরঙ্গ সেই রাধা মাধব তরঙ্গ হে বাবনে থে থাকে হাগরঙ্গ বলে ডাকে হে বাবনে থে থাকে হাগরঙ্গ বলে ডাকে নরোত্তম মাগে তার নরোত্তম মাগে তার বন্দে গুরু নিশ ভক্তান ঈশাম ঈশাবতারকাং তত প্রকাশাং তত শক্তি কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য সংজ্ঞকাম বন্দে শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নিত্যানন্দ সহোদিত গৌড়ৌদির পুষ্পবন্ত চিত্র ছন্দ সমোনদ যদ্বৈতম ব্রহ্মোপনিষদি তদপ্যস্য তনুবা যা আত্মান্তয়ামি পুরুষ ইতি সোঽস্য অংশ বিভবঃ ষড়ৈশ্বর্য পূর্ণ ইয়ৈহ সস্বয়ময়ম ন চৈতন্যাৎ কৃষ্ণাৎ জগতি ফলতত্ত্বম পরমেহ অনর্পিত চিরিং চিরাৎ করুণ্যাবতীর্ণ খলৌ সমাপয়ত মনতজ্জ্বল রস স্বভক্তি শ্রিয়ং হরি পুরট সুন্দর দ্যুতি কদম্ব সন্দীপিত সদা হৃদয় কন্দরে স্ফুরতু বা সচ্চিনন্দন অজানুলম্বত ভুজ কনকাবদাত সংকীর্তনৈক পিতর কমলায়তাক্ষ বিশ্বম্ভর দ্বিজবর যুগ ধর্ম ফল বন্দে জগৎপ্রিয় করো করুণাবতার হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে গৌরঙ্গের দুটি পদ যার ধন সম্পদ সে জানে ভক্তি রস হুয়েভার হ্যাজ দি টু লোটাস ফিট অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অ্যাজ হিজ ওয়েলথ Such a person knows the essential bhakti ras. So everyone has something which is very dear to them. Everyone is very dear to themselves. Everyone loves themselves. Apart from that, if one's consciousness is expanded above that of a baby who only thinks of his own interest, then there's some broader interest. Generally, people have loved ones. If we see a man opens his wallet or on the desktop of their computer or on their mobile phone or iPod or whatever, many people keep a picture of their wife and child, or maybe just their child, or maybe just their wife, or someone. In Bangladesh, I often used to see men would open their wallet and the picture of their mother would be there. So everyone has someone. Although in the modern age, many people, maybe not in India, but some people, they like to have no one. Just me, me, and me. That's all. As I several times related, in Helsinki, which is, for those of you who only study science and never study geography, is the capital of Finland, which is a country in Europe, which is a continent on this earth. I was, our temple president there, because it's a very small temple, he has a rented apartment close to the temple. So sannyasis stay there when they visit there. And it's a very small apartment. And the whole building is full of apartments that size. It's just one room with a bed and enough space for one chair and a TV. And toilet and bathroom and washing machine space in there on one side at the entrance, and the other side of the entrance is a kitchenette, not a full-size kitchen, but enough space to make yourself some coffee and rinse the glass afterward. And the whole building, whole big apartment was full of that, just apartments for people to live in alone. Because no problem. You live by yourself, you have no problems. People like to live like that all their life. And at the end of life, they'll be put in some home for dying people, and they'll die. And that's their whole life. They have no friends, no family, and they like it like that. So it's a very impersonal kind of civilization. But most people have loved ones, and it used to be an extended family in which people did everything together. Now it's small family, the famous Hamdo Hamare Do, Hamdo Hamare Ek, Hamdo Me Ek Hum, gets less and less. But everyone has someone to love. What is that? You need someone, gotta get someone, to, something like that. There are so many songs. It's 1960s songs. You need someone to love, you gotta get someone to love, and so on. So Narottam Das says that who has made thee wealth? Their wealth. Some people love money. Their main concern is money. Most people, yeah, but they have a family also, so they like to share it. It's not just money, money, money. But money, 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 and family also. Not just money. So Narottam Das says, who has got the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the wealth of his life? It means what gives meaning to our life? What is the center of our life? What is the purpose of our life? If we ask most people, what keeps you going? What makes you tick? Most people don't think about it, but they'll say, well, I have my family, my career. And then some people have hobbies, stamp collecting. That's a very boring hobby. There's some bungee jumping, I guess, parachuting, cooking, eating. These are all different hobbies. Yes, some people, most people just eat, but some people, they're really into it. They make it like gourmet, they're called gourmet. They're very interested in eating delicious food at every opportunity. So everyone has some interest in their life. Everyone has some central interest. For many people, well, in the country which I grew up in, which, as you all know, is the really only civilized country in the world, namely England. You don't know all that? That's the propaganda which they've successfully propagated for the last couple of hundred years ago or so, and people seem to believe it. So, in that country, what really makes like the real center of people's lives is their football team. Which is pretty miserable because, you know, only one wins the league every year and all the rest are losers. So maybe that's why English people are so miserable all the time. Because everyone wants their team to win, but only one comes out at the end as the winner. Right? Now they're trying to start all this in India with the Indian Professional League cricket. Nationalism, my country means more to me. Never forget the Kargil warriors, they'll say. They said, remember Kargil? Anyone remember? Yeah, I remember. But more or less it's forgotten. The great heroes of Indian independence, who cares for them now? All these Mahatma Gandhi, they once a year they light a candle and then the rest of the year they forget him. Then there's so many. So, but Narottam Das, he recommends make the meaning of our life the two lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In another song, which Narottam Das sung about Nityananda, he sings, Nitaye Charana Satta Tahara Shevaka Nitta. This is something real. Everything else is unreal, has no actual meaning. Even our family and friends, the example is given in Shastra, and it's realistic example, that if you see in a river, some sticks are floating, and they may, by the force of the current, some sticks may come together. And they float down the stream together, join together for some time, and then again by the force of the current, they are separated. So family life is like that. By the current of time, people are brought together, and by the current of time, they are separated. And we lament. I lost my mother, sister, friend, daughter, so on. Another example is given in Shastra. Of guests in a hotel. You go and you have some business, you go to some place, you go in the hotel. Of course, we don't do this, but normal people, that means insane people, people who are not Krishna conscious, they eat in hotels. They go here and there, they don't eat prasad. So, they may sit at a table in the hotel and eat, and someone else is there, and they'll make friendship with them. Maybe 2-3 days in a row, they'll see them. Where are you from? What business are you doing? How's it going? This, that. And then they separate, and they never see each other again. Or maybe they'll strike up some business relationship or whatever. But it's a casual relationship. Maybe on the train or plane, you meet someone, hello, how are you, where are you coming from? And then you get out, goodbye, and never see them again. So it's a casual relationship. And family relationships, they're like that, but they're a little longer, that's all. So it's not a good policy to become very deeply attached, unless the family members are devotees of Krishna, in which case that relationship becomes eternalized. So, make the goal of our life, make the center of our life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Narottama. He himself is living that completely. His whole life, Narottamdas, from childhood. He is born in a respectable, opulent family, but in youth he ran away from home to Vrindavan and lived there under the feet of his Shiksha Guru, Sri Jiva Goswami, and learned all the Shastra. And on the order again of Jiva Goswami, came back to Bengal and preached Krishna Conscious. And even though he was a great scholar, he composed these so many songs in very simple language so that common people could have access to the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like this song which we just sung. It's in very simple language, but it has all the profound truths which are to be found in all the Vedas and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the truths about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So such a person who makes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the wealth of his life, the point at which for which one is living, the reason for one's to live, such a person knows or can know what is bhakti rasa, what is the essence of bhakti rasa. So bhakti has been preached widely, spread widely in India and in some forms in different parts of the world. What is the essence of that? What is the essence of bhakti? Who would like to say? In short term, without giving a lecture, who would like to say? Some offer it. Of course, there could be various answers. One thing is, having cell phones going off is not the essence of bhakti. So it's very difficult. You know, we're trying to communicate such high teachings. If you can't even communicate, please turn your cell phone off. We're not going to go very far. It's unfortunate. Some people would like to listen. So, any offerings? Give us a verse or a few words of your own. What is the essence of bhakti? Yeah, what would you like to say in this regard? To satisfy Krishna's senses. Very good. That's exactly what I was going to. Yeah. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnanakamadhyana abritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. Sarvopadi. These are all definitions of pure devotional service. Sarvopadi binirmuktam tatparadvena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesham sevanam bhaktir uchate. Alright. Well, actually, the first answer was the one I was looking for, which it's definitive. They're all definitive, but very clearly the point is stated. You know the verse for that one? Atendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bale Kam Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dhare Premanam. This is the essence. Negative and positive. Whatever we desire for our own sake, for our own satisfaction, that is material lust. When we desire simply to satisfy Krishna's transcendental senses, that is called prema. So this is the essence. Krishnate akila cheshta, to condense it even more. Everything should be done for the sake of Krishna. What does Krishna want? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught this, and he revealed that the exemplars of this are Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajabhadhu Vargena Ya Kalpita, the gopis of Vrindavan. So this is the essence of bhakti. But that can be appreciated by those who make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the exclusive wealth of their lives. This is exclusivity. Means we only want Krishna. I want to surrender to Krishna, but I also want to have a nice house and a nice car and this and that. We may have so many desires. That is normal in this material world. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his pastime, showed that to be a normal person is not a very good qualification for being Krishna conscious. Because normal in this material world means punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. That's normal. Be a good, respectable murha and get born as a snake, a frog, a cat, a dog, and so many others, and then again get born and become a good, respectable person, and go on and on and on. So one has to cut out from this cycle of birth and death and fully surrender to Krishna. And there'll never be any... We may think, well, people won't approve of it, and I don't like to be disapproved by other people. So, all right, let me wait for another 8,400,000 births, and next time I'll try. Next time round. And maybe next time people will approve it, but they'll never approve of it. 8,400,000 is a big enough number in itself, and when you multiply it by infinity, it becomes infinity. It means punarapi jaranam, punarapi, 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 again and again. There's no end to it. So unless and until we become fully absorbed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then welcome to the pig pen. You can be a happy pig in the pig pen. Or you can be a happy Indra, or a happy worm in stool. Very happy life. Everything's there. All food, shelter, no need of clothing, none of these things. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very unusual life from the perspective of ordinary people. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is extraordinary in his searching for Krishna. He left home to search out where is Krishna, how to find Krishna, and then how to give Krishna to others. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's tasting bhakti rasa sa, and he's distributing that. Two things side by side. Yeah, this is Gaurangera Madhur Lila Jara Karne Prabheshila, who in whose ears those pastimes, the very sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will enter. His heart will become purified by that. Now we might think, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they're not very sweet. See, he left all his friends and family. That's not very sweet. Shaved his head. It's not very sweet. He would lie down on the floor without any comfortable bedding, where is the sweetness? But the sweetness is that to taste the sweetness of Krishna, then he did not want any connection with any trace of any material sense enjoyment. So this sweetness of Krishna consciousness can be appreciated by persons who no longer aspire to find sweetness in this material world, which is not sweet. It's a very nasty place. The whole endeavor of material civilization is to try to make happiness in a place where there is no happiness. Therefore, it's insane. Actual happiness is at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And great devotees like Narottam Das, they communicate that to us. Jai Gaurangir Namaloi Tar Hoi Premodoi Tare Mui Jai Balihari. Whoever takes the name, says the name, Gauranga, to such a person there is the awakening of praying, Krishna praying. So Narottam, he congratulates such a person. So we're also chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That's also prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whoever says the name of Gauranga, the awakening of prema is there. Of course, it is better to follow all the rules and regulations of devotional service, because otherwise, our acharyas have analyzed that we may be superficially chanting the name Gaura, 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 but where's the praying? There's no praying because we are offensive. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't accept offenses, but his devotees do not allow people to misuse the process of bhakti to insult Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to be guided and follow the process as it is, then we can actually get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then there will be gradual awakening of prema. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami. Actually, we don't have so much time. There's so many things to say. Rupa Goswami, he instructed Rupa Goswami in the process of devotional service. So Rupa Goswami recorded all that in various books, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught him. And Rupa Goswami taught the process of devotional service by which prem, Krishna prem, awakens. There is a process. Ado shraddha tata sadhu sangha. Ataha bhajana kriya tato narata nivrittisya tato nishtha ruchistata atha saktis tato bhava tato prema bhyudanshati sadha kana mayang prema pradur bhave bhavet kramaha. So there's a process. First, some initial faith, then association with devotees, then taking up the process of Krishna consciousness very seriously. Then there is gradually the unwanted things within the heart become diminished. Kam, krodh, lobh, all these things, lust, greed, anger. All these things become diminished. And then one becomes very steady and fixed in Krishna consciousness. Then one actually has a taste for Krishna consciousness. That will be seen that when one no longer has a taste for topics of this material world, then it is possible to have a taste for Krishna consciousness. Then one becomes very strongly attached to Krishna consciousness. Then emotional feelings, the emotional state of Krishna consciousness becomes not just sometimes, but all the time, and that matures into prema. So, Jai Gauranga Namaloi Tar Hoi Premodoi. One who chants the name of Gauranga, there is the arising or the awakening of prema. Still, the process has to be gone through. Then, Gauranga Gunete Jhure Nitta Lila Tare Shphure Shejan Bhakti Adhikari. Who, upon hearing about or considering the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes cries, not making an exhibition of it, but if there is naturally, upon considering the qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the heart melts and one cries, then to such a person the eternal pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are revealed, and that person becomes eligible to actually enter into bhakti. Now, generally among ourselves, when we talk about bhakti, we refer to the stage that we are at, which is doing what we can, chanting rounds and doing what we can in Krishna consciousness. But here, bhakti, in this context, Narottam Das says bhakti, this means that the perfect stage of full absorption in Krishna's pastimes, always serving Krishna in the spiritual world. To understand all these topics, of course, one has to study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, who is Gauranga? Who will know who is Gauranga? Gauranga is Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he's come as a devotee of Krishna. So these are all very deep and mysterious topics. So one is recommended to carefully practice devotional service, study, hear from, have explained to oneself Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and then enter the topics of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. One may enter before that, but it will be a more natural progress if one goes through all these preliminary topics first. Preliminary, Srimad Bhagavatam, to say preliminary, well, it's such advanced subject matter. Narottam Das is summarizing everything, making very easy the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness in his songs. But in this song he's stating the essence of everything. But then again, to understand it, we have to hear in detail all these different points. So, Gaurangera Shongi Goni, who are these persons, who are these great personalities who are associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We read in Chaitanya Charitamrita about the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, or there are others also who went before, Lokanath Bhugarbha. They're not actually mentioned much in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's so many devotees. Surup Damodar Ramanandarai, Shikimahiti's sister, Madhavi Devi, they're all mentioned. So many great devotees are mentioned. And in more recent times, Krishnadas Kaviraj, Narottam Das himself, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada, these are not ordinary people. You should never think they are. Who was Bhaktivinoda Thakur? He was a magistrate. You could say that. It's not untrue, but it's It's not how he should be remembered. So who are these personalities? We can understand them. They've gone from this world in one sense, but they remain in their teachings. So we can understand who they are by perusing their teachings. And then we can understand, or we should understand, that these are not ordinary persons. These are great pure devotees of Krishna, whose bhakti, that is, they are bhakti adhikari. They are eligible for bhakti. Their bhakti is not like our bhakti, when we're just trying to practice. But they have come to the world with the same mission as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to bring bhakti, to bring Krishna consciousness to the world. So, if one can understand what is the status, what is the purity, what is the greatness of these great pure devotees of Krishna, if we can understand that personalities like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Gorky Shodas Babaji, that they are eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we also become eligible to attain that status. We can also join them. They've come to this world to bring us with them, so we can go with them. Yeah, we can. Where do they go? They live with Krishna, so we can also live with Krishna by their mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's land, Shigora Mandala Bhumi, that roughly corresponds to the modern West Bengal, that is all the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. He personally appeared in Navadvip, various other of his associates, they appeared on the bank of the Ganga, some appeared in the Radha Desh, Nityananda Prabhu, particularly in that area which is away from the Ganga. That area is considered not very pure, because that land on the bank of the Ganga is considered very pure, and that land which is not on the bank of the Ganga, that is considered not very pure. And then there's further east of the Ganga, that is the Pandava Varjita Desh, the part of India where the Pandavas, they never went. It's considered impure. But so many great devotees appeared there, the forefathers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mother and father also, and then other members of the Panchatattva, the Gadadha, this Advaita, Gadadha, Srivas, they all appeared. Murari Gupta, they all appeared in East Bengal, Shilad, all these places. So, that whole, actually, Goramandala Bhumi doesn't. The East Bengal is another part, but what is now West Bengal, that whole land is considered sacred. Who considers it sacred? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates appeared there. So, such a person, they live in Vrindavan. If we can understand that Vrindavan and Navadvip are non-different, the only difference is that in Navadvip, the mercy is more. Better. Navadvip is better for us than Vrindavan. Because there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is flowing profusely. So Navadvip is not different from Vrindavan, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. The difference is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is especially merciful. So the holy dham of Navadvip is especially merciful. Who knows that Navadvip dham is none different from Vrindavan? Such a person actually lives in Vrindavan. So the great ocean of Gaura Premaras. What is that? Oh, Gaura Prem, the taste, or the very sweet taste of the love of Krishna, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives, that he is. So whoever immerses themselves in the waves of that ocean, of course this is very poetic language, whoever becomes absorbed in the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So such a person, simply by that, they become a very intimate associate of Radha and Madhava. Narottanda says that whether one is a grihastha, householder, or whether one has renounced the world, whoever calls out to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narottam desires his association. So we should desire the association of devotees who have made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu their life and soul. This is the essence of this song, as given by Narottam Das Thakur. So you can please sing these songs, learn these songs, sing them from time to time, or daily. Your life will be better. There are so many seminars you can go to. Usually this rascal seminar, he has so many seminars, this art of something or other. He charges so much for his seminars. And how to, giving you so many things. How, I don't know what nonsense they all talk. But anyway, some cheetah, so-called guru, very popular among Indian middle-class people with lots of money to throw away at this cheetah who gives them seminars and this and that. And personality development and so many things. But I can just tell you one thing now, how you can definitely improve your life. No cheating here. Just, you can sing the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas. Make that a daily practice in your life. Your life will be better for it. That's all. So, anyway, I guess that clapping is a sign that I'm supposed to finish also. So if anyone has any question about this, may please ask. I also composed one small book called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's the Reader's Digest version of Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. So many devotees, I'm told, after reading that small book, they want to read the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. They got some inspiration to do so. So if you see Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll see big volumes. How, I think it's published in 9 volumes now? So it used to be in 17 volumes. Now if they laid it out in a way that space is saved and thinner paper, so it comes in 9 volumes. So if you see that, you think, oh, too much. But you can read this little book, then you'll get a taste, then you'll want to read. And when you get through the 9 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll think, too little. Why is there not more? Then you can read so many, Chaitanya Bhagavata, There's so many books, Chaitanya Chandradaya, Chaitanya Mata Manjusha. That's a commentary on the Bhagavata. Or you can read again and again Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Karo Panjaha Hoite Premananda Bhakti Tokta Gyan. Yeah, any questions, please?
Yeah.
It's being written down. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda and Hare Krishna Mahamantra are the same, yes? Same and different. Everything in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, same and different. So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. So when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we're also chanting the name of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's Krishna, but in a different mood. So in the same way, chanting of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu, Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasa, Adi Gaura Bhaktivinoda is none different from Hare Krishna mantra. When there is suffering, and then your suffering, is it me or my body? Well, the body can't suffer because it's only chemicals, right? And we can't suffer because we're pure spirit soul, which is all, the pure spirit soul is blissful. So the suffering is all illusion. It doesn't actually exist. But because we identify with it, therefore we experience it. But actually it doesn't exist. It's something like in a movie, for you may remember before you took to Krishna consciousness, you used to waste your life going to movies. So you feel the movie is supposed to bring out different emotions. But you feel sad or frightened or angry and seeing different things in the movie. But then if you just think about it, it's just some light shining on a screen, which is a recording of people making a drama. It has no actual connection with reality, except that in our minds we ascribe reality to it, and therefore we feel various emotions. So in the same way, everything in this world, it has no substantial reality, but just because we think it's important or we think it's real, therefore we feel pain and pleasure in this material world. But it has no actual existence. Think about it. The body cannot feel pain because it's only chemicals, and the spirit soul cannot feel pain because the spirit soul is by nature always blissful. We're covered by Maya. That state is covered. You said clapping is a Western way. What is the Krishna conscious way of appreciating a speaker or a devotee? Well, we find from the Shastra, the Sadhubhat. Sadhubhat. You say sadhu, sadhu. Or you can chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
In appreciation. Or if the Bengali and Oriya ladies, they can do Ulu Dhani. Any Bengali or Oriya ladies here? To Ulu Dhani Dhani. Sharam Nacche. Sharam Hauru Chitna. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur in his songs. See, very nice. This is very good. In Narottam Das says in his songs at this point, the Ulu Dhani, the lady should do, very auspicious. So don't think it's strained, it's very nice. If you can learn all of this, that's part of, for ladies, not for men. It's very auspicious. I was just in Bangladesh, so there's lots of Ulu Dhani wherever I went. whenever the kirtan becomes a little lively, then ladies do ulu dani, or the speaker says something which is really, really inspiring. In morning and evening, every morning you have to do some ding 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 ding, and this ganta, and at the same time ulu dani. So evening, morning, evening, like that. So this is very good. Why is it called auspicious? What is auspicious and what is inauspicious? Auspicious means Krishna likes it. See, they're all part times. And some said sadhana, but the ladies didn't do it with dhani. You have to teach them. I know Jagatak Maharaj for years has been trying to get the Bengali Matajis in to teach the Westerners, but they'll just do very quietly. They're a little afraid. They think it's something very strange, maybe. But it drives away all bad influences. So Krishna likes it. So it's auspicious. And you better do it, otherwise it'll all be lost. Everything's getting lost. All the culture's getting lost. And Indians, I'm seeing more and more, they dress like Westerners, they talk, they say try to talk like Westerners, try to talk English, and they think like Westerners. Recently there was some good sign, the whole government came out against this ban on the proposed ban in Russia against the Bhagavad Gita. I just think all these MPs, they actually know what's in the Gita, or just out of some sentiment they're saying like that? I doubt if they actually know. If they actually knew, they wouldn't be in the parliament, because you know, you have a lot of sinful results to get from. First of all, to get in that position, you have to be very corrupt. And to be in that position, you have to be very corrupt. They say that the Prime Minister is not corrupt, but I don't know. You know a man by his association. And it's like one of our devotees years ago in Bangladesh, he was a police officer, and then he became a devotee and said, I can't not be corrupt. It's practically not possible as a policeman not to be corrupt, because that's just the way of life. And if you don't do it, then the other policemen, they become afraid that something's wrong with you, and maybe you'll report on them or something like that. So what was I saying about the... how did I get to talk about politicians? Bhagavad Gita, yeah. So, yeah, if they were actually following Bhagavad Gita, then they should be very afraid to be in that position at all. At least they have some sentiment for it. There's great publicity for Bhagavad Gita as it is, thanks to the people who are trying to ban it. The demons, their plans, they always work against them. Just like this Kamsa, he ordered all the young children to be killed, but somehow or other all the demons who went out, they killed all the newborn children, only of the demons, not of the devotees. So. Otherwise, how would there be so many young children playing with Krishna? Yoga Maya covered them. So, yeah.
Maharaj, you're always pushing with regard to reading books, but to all practicality, most of us, it becomes the last priority.
Yeah, busy life. Well, one way you can read books is to stop living such a busy life. It it wasn't actually intended as a joke. It's a very serious thing, which Srila Prabhupada said. And for most people, it seems to be like a dream, an impossibility. But some of you are showing that it's also possible. You don't have to. You are not forced to live the way of life that you are presently leading. You don't have to live like this. You can live a more simple life. Of course, you have to come together and see how to do that. It's difficult in the modern age because the demons have programmed everyone to think that you have to have a job and work hard and earn money and live in an apartment and fill your apartment with all kinds of things which you don't actually need. And you have to earn money and you have to have all these things. And then you have to work hard and then you don't have time to read the books. But there's another thing you can do, which is just cut out of it altogether and go and live a simple life without electricity, which means you don't have all these gadgets and you don't have to work hard to buy them all. And you don't have to have a car or spend money for petrol to put in the car because everything, you just walk wherever you are. There's no need to go here, there and everywhere. And you have time for chanting Hare Krishna and reading. Yeah, okay, very good. And all right, we've been talking about it. Now some of our devotees are doing it, and I recently visited some devotees who just moved onto the land, giving up their good jobs, earning lots of money, living on the land, no electricity in the cold winter with the hot summer ahead. And I could see how, even though they were serious devotees before going onto the land, otherwise they wouldn't have gone onto the land and lived like that, how happy they look. I didn't need to ask them. You could see how happy they look. And they thank me, oh, thank you for directing us to live here. We're so happy. We have, all our life now is Krishna conscious. They're very happy. So that's one thing you can do. Otherwise, there are stopgap measures like if you listen on the way to work, you can put some lecture on your iPod and stick the things in your ears and listen to it. And that you can do also. But if you really want to get serious, then cut out of this horrible, demoniac civilization. Soul-killing civilization. Exploitive, nasty civilization. People are suffering so much in the modern world that the leaders have just brainwashed people so badly that they think they're actually enjoying it. It's like the hog is eating stool and thinking he's enjoying it. It's not possible for the pure Atma to enjoy eating stool. But the hog thinks very nice. So we're brainwashed like that. We from the childhood, practically from age one now, the kids get sent, I don't know what, as soon as they can they can just make a few noises, they're sent for education or so, or play school or something. And then apparently from the age of five they have this education which is just cramming their head with all kinds of useless information. And they have exams. From what age do they start exams now? Five, six? Just putting so much pressure on the poor children. That's how they start life. And that's all a preparation just so they can go and work at some job which they don't like. You have to spend your whole life doing what you don't want to do, which is simply frustrating just so that you can have an iPod or something like this. And that's supposed to be your prize. It's a horrible civilization, horrible every way. Everyone's unhappy. Just, you can see, you are in Dubai. These are, Dubai is supposed to be the people, the better off people. When you get your first job in Dubai, you go for, I went to Dubai, how wonderful. But no one's happy. You just look at the faces of the people. No one's happy. So you don't have to live like this. You can live as people have lived for generations. Just live whatever the land gives you. You don't even know what the land can give. If you're living in the city, you've never tasted fresh vegetables in your life. Fresh means cut, cook, and offer to Krishna. If it's in the bazaar, it means it's not fresh. So, anyway, you can think about it. If you actually want to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness, you can do to some extent. But not to the here, you can do also. But like you say, people don't have time for reading. It means if you go on with this life, you'll never read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll never read until you'll never have any hope to read until you're retired. Miserable. I was fortunate enough to start reading Chaitanya Charitamrita before I was 20. So that was my good fortune. You can also make yourself fortunate. You have to be a little bold, have faith in Krishna. So we'll finish then. There are so many questions, but I have limited time, right? I'm supposed to go off to Kuwait and give a lecture there this evening. So I think I should go.
Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj Ki.